This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The heat, the rain, the flooding. Millions of Americans are wrestling with brutal weather. At least five people died in southeastern Pennsylvania in torrential floods on Saturday. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro says the state will stand behind those affected by the flooding, telling WPVI-TV yesterday.
It's just a devastating blow to this Bucks County community that brings us all here today. But I think it's important to note that we are all here today. This is a moment that calls on all of us to come together.
And much of the nation is sweating with this heat. The South, the West, it's going to be 108 degrees in Roswell, New Mexico today. Scientists say 2023 may go down as the hottest year on record. A man wanted in four killings near Atlanta has been shot and killed during an exchange of gunfire with law enforcement. The AP's Donna Warder.
Officials say a sheriff's deputy and two police officers were wounded Sunday while trying to take the suspect, 40-year-old Andre Longmore, into custody. Police had been looking for Longmore since Saturday when authorities believe he shot and killed four of his neighbors in Hampton, Georgia. Officials say Longmore was killed about 15 miles away from the shootings after a Henry County Sheriff's deputy saw the SUV that authorities say Longmore stole from one of his victims. I'm Donna Warder.
The Kremlin says it's off for now, a wartime deal that assured that ships carrying food wouldn't be attacked entering and leaving Ukrainian ports. Russia suspended the deal this morning. It allows grain to flow from Ukraine to countries that need it. Elton John testified this morning for the defense at Kevin Spacey's sexual assault trial in England. The WHO says more than two dozen cats have been infected with bird flu in Poland. No people appear to have been sickened. This is AP News. Did you make it to the movies over the weekend? The AP's Margie Sarletta.
Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1 debuts at number one at the box office this weekend.
None of our lives can matter more than this mission.
I don't accept that.
The new Mission Impossible film made $56.2 million over the three-day weekend and $80 million over 5 days, making it the top draw for moviegoers. It was the only major movie in wide release this weekend. The number two film was the faith-based political thriller Sound of Freedom. Insidious: The Red Door checks in at third, with Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny at number four. Elemental is in fifth place. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The Mega Millions top prize has grown again to about $640 million after there was no winner of the lottery's latest giant jackpot. This is among the biggest jackpots in the game's history. The next drawing is on Tuesday night. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.